This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She stars as Piper in Orange is the New Black and in the new comedy movie, Family. Please welcome Taylor Schilling. Welcome to Ask Me Another, Taylor.
Thank you for having me. I think
you're
great.
Oh, my God, it's such a pleasure. So I just have to start by saying I read that you went to grad school at NYU.
Yeah.
But you dropped out.
Yes.
Now, did you drop out because you were like, you know what, I've learned it all.
I know everything about acting.
Yeah.
I'm a master.
Yeah, or did you have an opportunity where you're like, I need to work?
No, I did not have an opportunity. I actually was just talking to a friend of mine about how I wish I could, like, harness the person that I was. I must have been 22. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was like, I have a problem with the way this institution is run. Something isn't right from the top down. No one's listening to my voice. So bye. But actually, it worked out for me. I left to babysit.
Yeah.
And I had no money. No, I had a fellowship. They were paying me to eat. Like, I don't know who I was to leave that program. And still, I look back on it as some of the best work I've ever done. In fact, I'm taking all of the month of June to go back and study with a teacher that I left 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going back. I'm taking a clown class.
A clown class?
Yeah.
Why clown class?
I constantly feel inadequate, and I'm constantly like, how can I be better? And so clowning is, it's really beautiful. It's like going back to complete innocence. And there's something about the lack of artifice and the bold physical choices that it requires that really kind of like shake me up.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean,
is that still
terrifying
there inside of me? Yes, it's absolutely terrifying. And I think it can only happen with master teachers sort of teaching it.
No, but that's cool. I'm sure that teacher too was very flattered.
Yeah.
That you got in contact with him.
Oh, no, I think he's like, you need to come back to class.
Right, exactly. Well, of course he would say that. So this is the final season of the Netflix show you star in, Orange is the New Black. It's coming this summer after 7 seasons. And it is amazing to think that Orange is the New Black revolutionized how we watch television. I mean, it was only the 3rd Netflix series to drop this way.
Yeah.
But I read that in the beginning, Netflix didn't like anyone using the terminology binge.
Yeah, they thought that it had connotations to eating disorders
And
negative things. So we got trained to not use the word binge. And if an interviewer would say binge, we would say, no. You're able to watch the show at your leisure.
Whatever pace you enjoy.
No, you are in charge of your own experience. You're not binging. It didn't work. And then what I thought was so funny was that the next season or 2 seasons later, we were at some event for the opening of the show, and they had hashtag binge on Tupperware containers, and they like had too much catering. It was so, I was like, you guys,
right,
like, there's a gray area. There's a middle ground. So they had like, so everyone could take home extra food and essentially like sit on their couch and binge eat, I guess.
In a bowl that said binge on
binge.
It.
Yeah. They had to go to extremes to find their sweet spot, which is life, you know, that happens.
Yes.
Being a human.
They did embrace it.
They did.
So in the new movie, Family, you play a successful, workaholic, career-minded woman who has to reluctantly babysit her niece.
Mm-hmm.
You're brought in, and at some point, your character finds herself at a gathering of the Juggalos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, for those who don't know what Juggalos are, can you please explain it?
Oh, so there's this band called ICP.
Yes, Insane.
Insane Clown Posse.
Mm.
And they are a hip-hop duo that paint their faces like angry clowns and sing to groups of people who also have their face paints. It's like angry clowns. A trademark of their community is Faygo.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's spraying orange soda on each other. They do it from the stage. They do it from the audience. And I didn't know much about Juggalos, but I have a much deeper understanding now. It's a community, and it is a beautiful movie in my mind about feeling marginalized.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's tons of movies out there about men, male characters that are workaholics, completely married to their jobs, career-driven, and then they're put in a situation where they have to become nurturing.
Yeah.
But we don't really actually see a lot of female characters like that.
Absolutely. And I think it's an interesting thing because the movie is not about a woman finding her nurturing side via a child. It's about a human coming to embrace themselves through their own outsiderness and being able to embrace a child's outsiderness. And what I thought was so radical about it was that there was no apologies made for the fact that this woman does not value domesticity. She has no interest in it. I mean, culturally, we don't value her values as a woman.
Right.
Would judge her choice. But also, there's this other thread of it that I thought was so interesting, was that we do value workaholism. The working is covering up this sense that she doesn't belong. And then in meeting her niece and this little girl who wants to wear suits and capes and fight with trees and becomes eventually a juggalo, she loves her so much that she's kind of able to accept herself and love herself and not need to change.
Right.
And not, it's not about her becoming a mom. It's about her saying, oh my God, there's room for me in the world just the way I am. And just like there's room for my little juggalo.
Just like there's room for the juggalo within all of us.
She embraces the juggalo within.
All right. Taylor, would you be interested in playing an Ask Me Another game?
I sure would be.
All right. So, you know, Orange is the New Black helped popularize the idea of binge watching.
Yes.
Obviously. So, which is watching a bunch of episodes of television at your own pace.
At your leisure.
At your leisure. Creating your
you
own.
You define your own experience.
And that's all we do now. So
yeah.
This got us thinking, what else could you do with all that time?
Oh, gosh. This is a tragedy.
Yeah. So we created a quiz called Binge Time. And if you do well enough, listener Joy Shee from Rockville, Maryland will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh, God. Joy, I'm with you.
So I'm just going to ask you which of these things takes more time.
Okay.
And you're going to guess.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's it. Okay, so which of these things takes more time, watching every episode of Orange is the New Black or driving from Orange County, Florida to Orange County, California with no stops?
I'll say driving. Oh, watching the show.
That's correct.
Watching the show. Thanks.
Yeah. So Orange is the New Black takes about 3 days, 6 hours to watch 6 seasons, 78 episodes, versus it takes 1 day and 13 hours to drive across the country.
I could feel it. I knew I was wrong.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, now
course corrected.
I like that it takes 1 day and 13 hours to drive across the country. I don't know if you ever do this on Google Maps. Sometimes I'm like, how far is it to get to Atlanta?
Yeah.
And then I'll just go, how long would it take to walk? Just to know. Just to know. Like if it all fell apart and I had to walk to Atlanta.
Yeah.
How many granola bars?
Yeah.
Okay, what takes more time? Sitting on your couch, eating pizza, and binge watching the first season of Killing Eve?
Uh-huh.
Or... I know, just exciting thinking about that, isn't it? I know. Or the total time it takes to prep and bake croissants, according to the great British bake-off judge Paul Hollywood's recipe.
Baking.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Baking.
Croissants take 17 hours.
What?
You could walk to Atlanta. No, I don't know. Which includes you have to chill the dough overnight.
Oh, that you have to refrigerate. Yes.
Yeah, Killing Eve takes 6 hours.
Yeah.
But I argue more delicious.
I agree. I concur.
Okay, what takes more time, watching every episode of Law and Order SVU or... I know, why? Why would you do that? Or washing all the windows of the Empire State Building.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It both sounds intense. Oh. Just intense.
SVU?
Interesting. I'm sorry that is incorrect. Imagine
sorry,
this.
Joy.
It's the Empire State Building. SVU has been out for 20 seasons.
How can it not be? How long does it take you to wash it that many about, windows?
It takes 4 months to wash the Empire State Building, according to a window washer who was quoted in the New York Times. One
but
guy
how
said
does it count? Like, how do they count it? Do they take breaks? Is it in shifts? How many people are washing at once?
These are three people are washing at once, according
okay.
to, I don't know what I the union
think
rules
I,
are.
I needed more information okay. before I made that decision.
True, true.
With the right team. With the right team in place.
That's right.
It would take less time than watching 20 seasons of television.
That's true. It takes two
Good
weeks to
God.
Watch SVU.
With no, like,
no
breaks.
No breaks, yeah.
Wow.
This is your last one. What takes more time, watching all of Wings, the 1990s sitcom set in the Nantucket Airport, or the minimum flight time required to qualify for a private pilot's license?
I feel like things are so innocent then. Remember Wings?
I know.
Life felt so much
so
simpler.
So sweet.
You know, let's throw caution to the wind and use our reckless intuition.
Yeah. By going with
the flight school.
Oh, dear.
Wrong. Wings.
Yeah, Wings is correct. To watch all the seasons of Wings, it would take 2 days and 15 hours. If you want a private pilot's license, 40 hours.
No.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. And part of me is like, I should become a private pilot. Like,
yeah.
There is that part of me, too.
Like, get on my plane. I'll take you down to Atlanta.
Exactly.
I got your back.
You don't have to walk.
You don't have to walk. You've got me and my 40-hour license to take you up in the air.
All right. Congratulations, Taylor. You and Joy She won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Taylor will be back later in the show to play another game. Give it up for Taylor Schilling, everybody. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.